You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April the 27th, 2020. Slowly, step by step, we're beginning to reopen America. State governors making their own decisions as to when they can open certain parts. Tennessee, Mississippi, Montana, among the states saying we're going to reopen some businesses. Some opened over the weekend, some opening today, some will be allowed to open throughout the week. In Alaska, they've allowed most salons and restaurants to reopen in most of that state as of last Friday. Same thing for Oklahoma. And even California, opening some beaches that had been closed with limitations. Georgia is so far the most aggressive when it comes to opening up the state. But we've got to move forward. We have jobs blowing in the wind, people suffering. We need to do something to get the economy back. Now, I know I'm going to hear from people all over again. You can't do it. It's too soon. How do you know it's too soon? What would be the perfect time for you? And, of course, if we have another death or infection in any of those states after they reopen, and especially if it's traced to one of the new reopened businesses, they're going to say, see? If you're waiting on a vaccine, you're looking at maybe a year at the best. You think this nation could go a year shut down like we are now? Could you, your family? And the other part of this, my friend, is just because the business is open, no one is saying you've got to go. You've got to go attend it. That's still your personal decision. In the meantime, U.S. Secretary Mnuchin is saying the U.S. economy, despite all the warnings and despite what we've been dealing with and skyrocketing unemployment figures, he believes we're going to come roaring back by June, July. We will really be back pretty much on track. I don't know if it'll be that fast, but at least we'll get something done. New York State, of course, one of the main states shut down, and that's been an epicenter area. The governor says they're going to start reopening manufacturing and construction in New York State after May 15. And he said the easing will take place first in the north of the state, not New York City metro area, which remains one of the hardest hit areas. China issuing a warning to Australia because the Australian government wants China to explain how it bungled the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese government now saying, if you continue insisting on investigating us and putting the blame for us, we may no longer travel or study in your nation or buy any of your major exports. We're also going to be complaining to China. I wonder what their threat will be against us. On this survey is disturbing. A Pew Research study, the public view of nation, our public's view of the nation during this pandemic. Most Americans, according to the survey, view China unfavorably. Most Americans. But and this is the crux, younger Americans are more likely to view China favorably. Why would that be? Because I don't think they really understand. They don't understand the world. They're kind of the AOCs of the world. Well, they're the ones suffering. Another survey out says when it comes to a trust between Cuomo and Trump, New Yorkers decide Cuomo. The Siena College poll just released says that Cuomo, their three-term Democrat governor, most of those in that survey say they trust Cuomo over Trump. 71% rating. It's up from 63% last month. And, of course, the main state, New York, Democrat, they don't like Trump anyway. Should that be a surprise to you? Nope, shouldn't be. In the meantime, we're told in New York, two hospitals are now working as possible heartburn medication as a way to treat coronavirus. Heartburn medication. And this story, I was ballistic in the opening monologue today. I came close to losing it. If you missed it, you go back and catch the podcast when it goes up later today. House Intel Committee Chairman Adam Schiff claiming that 50,000 Americans died basically because the Senate failed to impeach President Trump and remove him from office. He flat out basically says 50,000 Americans died because Trump is incompetent. And basically, that means if the Senate had impeached him, 50,000 would not have died. That just, how dare he? How dare he make such a stupid remark? But the left-wing media, they lap it up. They lap it up like a dog thirsty for water. Shame, shame, shame to the extent it's not going to bother them.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
COVID-19 is a new health concern, but Wellington Environmental has 30 years experience to make your company and environment safe. Wellington Environmental can give you peace of mind, and the cost is very reasonable. These days, you can't take a chance that customers, employees, your family would be exposed to COVID-19. You have to be proactive. That starts by calling Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. You'll quickly see why customers have relied on Wellington Environmental for decades. COVID-19 can survive for hours on your furniture, your computers, your equipment, and every time someone touches that surface, they could be exposed. You don't want that liability. Call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Today I am proud to endorse Joe Biden for President of the United States because he will be an extraordinary president. He knows how to get the job done.
Nancy Pelosi. House Minority Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Officially today releasing a clip, a video, saying I'm endorsing Joe Biden because he knows how to get the job done. As I was mentioning in news and commentary, and of course I had mentioned in the opening monologue today, while she is doing that, you got, as President Trump calls him, pencil neck. I don't like using those terms, but I'm just quoting the president right now. Pencil neck Adam Schiff claiming that President Trump is responsible for all the deaths we have because of coronavirus. Well, riddle me this. If Biden is the one that we need right now and going forward, what would you do about if he had made his decision based on his charge of racism against Trump? It made his decision on when it came to allowing Chinese flights and Chinese nationals back into the U.S., into the U.S. Remember when the president shut those down in January 31? He said because of the coronavirus coming out of Wuhan, China, we're going to shut down any of those coming from China. Of course, we did have thousands more come in. Most American citizens who were studying in China or there for some project, whatever. But basically, Biden chastised the president, said, once again, here we have this xenophobic president doing the wrong thing the wrong time. In other words, Biden would not have shut it down January 31. And the left along with Pelosi, they all agreed. Things are safe. Imagine what our nation would be like right now, reference this virus, if Biden were president at that moment. That scares the daylights out of me. It should you too. But again, Pelosi's beating the Biden drum.
Elections are about the future. Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people, a president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together and build a better, fairer world for our children. For these and other reasons, I'm proud to endorse Joe Biden for president.
I'm sorry. I started laughing midway through that bite. I listened to her go on and on about this high praise for Biden. It is false. And I don't believe she buys one bit of it. But that's who they've got right now. That's the guy who's going to carry the flag. They got to step up and endorse him. I mean, that's her attitude. But of course, you have this little sexcapade thing that's been circling around Biden and increasing. 1993, at that point, a former aide had gone and complained, she said, that Biden was inappropriate with her. And then later in more detail said she was delivering something to him and he pushed her up against the wall and stuck his hand down her pants and started inserting his finger. And she said she was embarrassed, humiliated, and obviously everything else, but didn't know what to do about it. She didn't make any complaint then. She didn't say anything then, except to her mother. And her mother comes into the story here in a moment, a little bit later. But that was her allegation. Now, that's her word against Joe Biden's word. In 93, a U.S. senator accused of doing that to a woman. Come on, man, as Biden would say. Come on, man. Well, what have we seen since then? We've seen that, according to the left, if a woman says it and makes a complaint, it's got to be believed. You got to believe it. So when Tara Reid comes forward with her case, she's not given the same balance and acceptance as were the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh when he was in a Supreme Court hearings. Why? Well, because, you know why, because it's Trump as the president. But Biden now is running and carrying the flag. And Pelosi, who's now willing to step forward and make this endorsement, what has she said about this sex allegation? Well, first of all, no one's bothered to ask her. I mean, she has been on numerous programs, and there was only one time I could find where she actually got asked. And it came at the end of an interview. They just did something like a 13-minute interview with her. I think it was on MSNBC. And at the end of that 13 minutes, well, listen, we're going to pick it up with the anchor, reporter, quote, questionist, journalist, quote, questioning Pelosi in such a hard fashion, by the way, and said, oh, by the way, there's one other little thing. Just listen how it plays out.
Final question on a different issue. As you know, there was an accusation of misconduct against Joe Biden. He has publicly denied it. He is the Democratic nominee. Are you satisfied with his answer?
Yes, I am. I'm very much involved in this issue. I always want to give the opportunity that women deserve to be heard. I am satisfied with his answer, yes.
And that's it. Throwaway question at the last so they can say, no, we asked her about it. We did ask. I mean, we did our journalistic duty. We asked the question. As he said, final thing before we go. And that's it. And no challenge to her. And she said, no, I've been in. What have you done, Nancy? What have you done? Reference this Tara Reid accusation. What have you done to refute it or to support her or anything else? What have you done? Not one thing. Not one thing. She doesn't want to talk about it any more than Biden does. And so far, they've been able to run under the cover of the virus racing across our country. There are a lot of stories happening in this nation and worldwide that certainly deserve some coverage, and they're being all the air for those stories being sucked out by the virus story, which is understandable. But it's giving perfect cover to Biden and the Democrats at this point. And since you're not seeing and hearing a lot of it, especially on the mainstream media, and Biden himself on three different networks this last weekend. Not asked one time. I'm going to find those. I got so many things dealing with this story as to how they've been covering it up. But we're going to spend the whole hour on this story because it should incense you like it does me. If you want to be honest, if you really want to be honest, then treat everyone the same way. These Democrats also are having trouble, though, with some of their progressive hosts. I mean, progressive leaders. They're kind of upset because Biden's not being questioned about it. That's also part of the story. All right, here it is. CNN interviewed former candidate for governor Georgia Stacey Abrams about her ambitions to be Biden's running mate on State of Union. So they're asking possible running mates about Biden. What do you think about these sex allegations? And her response is none, because he never asked her. Never asked her about the allegations. So you're going to be running as a possible running mate with Biden. What do you have to say about the sex allegations? He didn't bother asking. That was CNN. NBC Meet the Press, Chuck Todd also had Abrams on. And he asked, nope, he didn't do it either. George Stephanopoulos on ABC didn't ask either. Senator Klobuchar appeared on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. But Stephanopoulos, who at one time was a Bill Clinton staffer, didn't ask either. Did not ask. Didn't even ask. What do you think if you're considering running as on the Biden ticket? What do you think about these claims? No, they're all wrapping themselves in this kind of statement from Nancy Pelosi.
For these and other reasons, I'm proud to endorse Joe Biden for president, a leader who is the personification of hope and courage, values, authenticity, and integrity.
Makes me want to throw up. I'm telling you, I'm going to ask Quentin to run that again because I had to turn away from the microphone. I didn't even want to look at the microphone. It was so absurd. I tried to rip my headphones off and almost tore my ear. Let me hear it again because I wasn't listening to it all the way through, but I know it just burns me up. Go ahead.
For these and other reasons, I'm proud to endorse Joe Biden for president, a leader who is the personification of hope and courage, values, authenticity, and integrity.
Hope and courage, authenticity, and that last word was, what was that last word? Integrity. I'm surprised Nancy Pelosi even knows the word, much less can use it, reference Joe Biden. She knows this story that surfaced, and she's ignoring it because if she doesn't say it, it doesn't exist. And CNN was taking the same attitude because there's a connection between CNN and the allegations of Tara Reid, going back to 1993, the Larry King show, which used to air on CNN. And there was a clip on CNN, or rather on CNN, as it played out live then, because Larry King was doing a story about those in the Congress dealing with their legislators and maybe anything that had been mistreated or whatever, and they took a phone call from a woman. Here's how it played out.
San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That was Tara Reid's mother, because she had called in to the Larry King program after her daughter told her what Biden had done to her. And she said, my daughter doesn't want to expose him. And she said, what could I have done other than go to the press? And, of course, at that time, the press, I don't know how they would have treated it. I can't speculate. I tend to think that it would have been, since it was an allegation against Biden, I don't think it would have gotten that much coverage. Maybe it might have. But now CNN has been aware of that phone call from Tara Reid's mother in 93, raising the very story that Tara Reid had alluded to. And Tara Reid's verified that was her deceased mother now who made the call. And CNN was burying the clip, was not running it, didn't even mention it. Finally, at 1:28 Eastern Time Saturday, that network's website published an article on the issue of the Larry King interview that they aired in 93. Reliable Sources newsletter from CNN liberal anchor Brian Stelter had a piece also, but he didn't tweet about the video, didn't mention it. He's supposed to be the one holding the network, holding his feet to the fire on, quote, integrity. What he did do is tweet post about Elmo and Big Bird. And the broadcast programming spent time on those characters as well during the interviews during CNN Newsroom. Laughing and so forth. Elmo said, Elmo sees lots of people wearing masks outside, but it's not Halloween. Why are people wearing costumes? Not one word about the tape on CNN from Larry King's show and the allegations against Joe Biden. Not one. And the top on all this, Sanders supporters, they're doing a slow burn that's going to catch fire at any moment. Because they see this happening, and they know how Brett Kavanaugh was treated, and they don't see Biden being treated the same way, and their candidate is out of the race, and he should have a chance to get back in based on this, and they want to know what the hell's going on. They want to know, why aren't you looking at this better? We'll take a break, come back, and you'll hear from one of those.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So the CNN Larry King video of Tara Reid's late mother calling into Larry King, blowing the whistle in 93, not naming Biden, not naming her daughter, but that all ties together now because her daughter had told mom that what Biden had done to her. And CNN has been ignoring it, not trying to dig up the video whatsoever. It took a newsbusters group to find it and bring it up forward. And now members of Bernie's campaign, former members are speaking out, and they're all burning for Bernie because, as one said, the former Sanders senior advisor said, the video of Tara Reid's late mom calling into Larry King to blow the whistle about Tara's sexual assault is being met with silence. Another one, a Sanders press secretary tweeting out, progressives didn't make this happen. Corporate Democrats chose Biden. They're upset that the mainstream media is not attacking Biden for these allegations and just giving him a pass. But also, some of them are upset because Bernie's not speaking out against Joe Biden. Here's Teslan Figaro, who was the 2016 campaign director for Bernie.
At the end of the day, the only person that was standing between Joe Biden and the nomination was Senator Bernie Sanders. He not only dropped out of the campaign, suspended his campaign, but he also immediately endorsed Joe Biden. And so he hasn't said anything as well. You know, when I look at Joe Biden and who's holding him accountable, it's his voters. So if his voters are not concerned, obviously they're not concerned about the issues, the glaring issues that will become a problem with Joe Biden, he only owes them an answer. But the question really is, what about Bernie Sanders and the millions and millions of people that support him? Why is Bernie Sanders also quiet on this issue? Once again, we like to pick and choose. If President Trump can be asked for his past issues, and so can Joe Biden.
And absolutely right. And that is a former campaign director for Bernie. And wanting to know, Bernie, why aren't you speaking out? You should be saying something. He's been asked about it, I think, one time and kind of noncommittal in his answer. A former Hillary Clinton advisor, Peter Dow, tweeting out, difficult thread, Biden should withdraw. I respect the will of the voters, but new information has emerged supporting Tara Reid's account of being sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. Credible rape accusations are disqualifying, or we have no moral standards. He's saying Biden should withdraw. There's a hashtag out, hashtag dropout Biden, been trending on Twitter. It began early Saturday morning and throughout the day and still active. You know who's really pushing it? Who's really pushing it is progressives, Bernie Sanders supporters. Oh, I'm sure there's some Republicans retweeting it as well. But progressives and hashtag Me Too movement supporters are pushing the hashtag dropout Biden, calling on Biden to drop out of the 2020 race. Now, again, this is just an allegation from Tara Reid, not any more than the allegations made against Kavanaugh. But the difference is, this is a Democrat, and they're circling the wagons. And the mainstream media has got him with all their wagons surrounding him to keep him from attack. Well, this program isn't joining that little wagon train. In fact, we're going to break through in this next segment. We're going to go right after it. We're going to go to the heart of how they've been covering up, concealing, lying, misleading, and passing it off as true journalism when it's not. They can't even spell the word.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDruryLaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on Saturday night. And don't you cross your heart.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's a Larry King show from 1993, airing on CNNNNN. And the caller was the mother of Tara Reid. Her daughter had been a staffer for then-Senator Biden. And she had told her mom what Biden had done. And said, I don't know what to do, who to complain to, would anybody do anything? So her mother then calls in to CNN, Larry King, while they're discussing such allegations involving members of Congress and adds her remarks. Of course, does not name Biden nor her daughter. Tara Reid now saying, yes, that was my mother. And CNN was aware of that back then. Now, no one knew who it was at that time. But since then, it became apparent that that was her mother, and you would have thought CNN, it's their own story. It was on their own network. They'd be the first ones to put the video up and start discussing it. Oh, no, no. No, we couldn't. I don't know where. I don't know. Something happened to it. The dog ate the tape. I don't know what excuses they were giving, but they were not going to air it. They didn't want to say anything about it whatsoever. They wanted to just go on as if everything is fine with Joe Biden. Tara Reid is now saying, she said, I think it's shocking this much time has passed and he's an actual nominee for president and they're not asking the questions. He's been on Anderson Cooper at least twice where he was not asked. She said, I guess my question is, if this were Donald Trump, would they treat him the same way? If this were Brett Kavanaugh, did they treat it the same way? In other words, it's politics and political agenda playing a role in objective reporting and asking the questions. And then she said something which I thought, Tara, dear, where did you suddenly come? Why did you suddenly become awake? But she said, I really would look to Cooper for answers, and I will never do that again. I've lost total respect. She's upset with that Anderson Cooper because he didn't ask the question not once out of two times Biden was on his program. Not once. Well, she should have questioned him before then. Now, there was a story that had come out previously involving some of these allegations. And it's not just CNN. I mean, CNN right now has to deal with this fact that this tape, which they couldn't find, has now been made public by the group called Newsbusters. They found it. They put it out. They did a deep archive dive and found it, and CNN couldn't find it. Oh, by the way, to the extent, do not look for it on the Google Play catalog. It has been pulled from the Google Play catalog as of late Saturday. It was available if you wanted to go to the Google Play catalog and pull it up yourself. Now it's gone. It was listed as episode 155. Well, now that's missing. I'm sorry, it was listed as 154, followed by a 155 listing, which means you go from 153 to 155, suggesting that all of them must be off a number. And who has Google? Well, that would be CNN. Yeah. Isn't it funny how it all ties together? CNN gave a statement from their communications spokesperson saying the network denies removing anything from Google Play, calling the allegation BS. Well, where is it? Where is it? And why didn't you do something with it? And more importantly, why were you not doing any kind of coverage on it in any of the networks over the weekend? Biden was on with Tapper over the weekend. He was on with Cooper and one other source over the weekend of these left-stream media, and not one question asked about the allegations from Tara Reid. Not one question even asked about the CNN tape, which was then being played everywhere else. Not one. Not one. Not even a throw-off question at the end. Oh, before we go out, I hear the thing music. Before we go, what do you think? What do you think about this? It's wrong. I deny it. Okay, thank you. Got an answer. Tara Reid initially came forward last year, when several women came out claiming that Biden was inappropriately touching them. And we've seen video of this, where women felt uncomfortable. Biden would lean in, kind of breathe into their ear and tug at their neck, maybe lean over and kiss their neck. It has no understanding of personal space. Now, given when he was raised in that era, and I'm in the same one, that, you know, you didn't think a lot about that stuff at that point. Now it's a new time. Hashtag me too should be right in your face. But Biden continued to kind of do this stuff. But at the time when Tara Reid came out last year, she claimed that Biden put his hands on her shoulders, rubbed his fingers up and down her neck. But that didn't get much attention. Got a little article in a local newspaper apparently at the time. It was in late March of this year that she came on with a more graphic account. Now, again, it's her story and her word. There's no validation, none. So it's he said, she said. I've never believed you indict anyone, much less convict them on he said, she said, regardless of who the accuser is or the one defending them. Now, if it were one of my daughters making an allegation, would I tend to go with them more than the other side? Well, of course. But I would not be a person to make the actual judgment at that point, because I'd have a bias in it. But the Times came under fire earlier this month when it deleted a tweet and then changed its report about the 93 incident. It originally read, no other allegations about sexual assault surfaced in the course of reporting, nor did any former Biden staff members corroborate any details of Ms. Reed's allegations. The Times found no pattern of sexual assault by Mr. Biden beyond the hugs, kisses, and touching that women previously said made them uncomfortable. This is after she came out with that graphic account. And it's pretty graphic. I mean, she was very detailed on how it happened. She was saying that it was summer, and because it was so hot, she was not wearing any stockings, and that he pushed her up against a wall and stuck his hand down her pants and then penetrated her. That's pretty graphic. But the Times, in when it ran its story and that ran that tweet stating no other stories, well, then they changed it. They ended up making a change to delete the tweet, saying we deleted the tweet that had some imprecise language. They got questioned by some saying, why did you change it? And the answer was suggesting that the Biden campaign had influenced their decision. They were asked by a reporter investigating, saying, why did you change your tweet? And the response from the New York Times was, even though a lot of us, including me, had looked at it before the story went into the paper, I think the campaign thought that the phrasing was awkward, made it look like there were other instances, so forth and so on. You just told us you think the campaign thought the phrasing was awkward? What's the campaign doing with telling the New York Times how to write a story? There's no journalism there. And again, why did Nancy Pelosi step forward today to endorse Joe Biden?
For these and other reasons, I'm proud to endorse Joe Biden for president, a leader who is the personification of hope and courage, values, authenticity, and integrity.
Hope and courage, authenticity, and courage, and integrity. As we said earlier, there's a hashtag movement, Dump Joe Biden, and it's really being fueled and pushed by Bernie Sanders supporters, progressives. In fact, actress Susan Sarandon, she's also upset because of that Larry King video surfacing and nobody's doing anything about it. No one's asking the questions. Her tweet says, new evidence supporting credibility of Tara Reid's allegation against Joe Biden emerges. Now, I'm not going to say that the phone call adds credibility to Tara Reid, but it does give you a timeline of when she said things were happening, and the phone call from her mother suggests it was exactly what she said. But it's still she said. And her mom was reacting to what she told her happened. So I wouldn't go as far as Susan Sarandon saying it's new evidence. But Sarandon and the other leftists, the Bernie Sanders supporters, are upset that, one, the major networks are not doing a proper story, the leftists, to attack Biden on it and investigate it, and two, that Sanders is not stepping forward and attacking Biden. And they do like to point out, by the way, Bernie Sanders' name remains on the ballot, even though he stepped aside. So they might be looking for a little backlash. And then you've got the mainstream media continuing to play footsies with Nancy Pelosi. And when they step out of line, they pay a price. Ask Jake Tapper. That's coming up.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors, USA.
So Tara Reid says in 93, she was taking some materials to Senator Biden at that point. And he was always taking his gym bag tour near the U.S. Capitol, to and near the U.S. Capitol building. And she says, he greeted me, he remembered my name, and then we were alone. It was the strangest things. There was like no exchange. He suddenly had me against a wall. She said she was wearing a business skirt, no stockings, because it was a hot day. And her quote is, his hands were on me and underneath my clothing. He went down my skirt, then up inside, and he penetrated me with his fingers and kept kissing me at the same time, saying some things to me. She said, Biden asked if you want to go somewhere else. She said, I pulled away. He got finished what he was doing. And she said, his response was, come on, man, I heard you liked me. So she tried to share her story last year, but nobody listened. Now, she has since filed a criminal complaint as of last month against Biden with police in D.C. But, of course, it's still her word against his word. And then she had mentioned in a Fox interview, she said, I remember my mother calling into Larry King during that time, and she said, I was furious that Mom had called. Even though she didn't name me and she didn't name the senator, I was furious that she had even brought up the story because I didn't want to draw attention to myself. I had just decided there's nothing could be done. But then when she said that and a deep search was made, they did find the Larry King program where her mother had called in. And then when it ran and she saw the clip, she started crying. She said, it's been years since I've heard my mother's voice since she passed away. Now again, her mother is simply stating what her daughter told her. So there is still no, quote, evidence. But what we do have evidence of is a full-blown cover-up denial by the left-stream media. How can you, with this bombshell of the interview and the Larry King show verifying that her mom called in to complain about it, all of this could be tied together if it were anyone other than Joe Biden, anyone other than a leftist Democrat. And, of course, I've already heard people say, well, you know, Donald Trump has allegations against him. I know that. Give me some proof, evidence there, too. But at least Trump was not just asked about the issues. He was skewered for them, basically crucified when there was no proof. Same thing with Kavanaugh. And they won't even bother asking a question of Joe Biden that he appears over the weekend on three different leftist networks, CNN twice, MSNBC one, ABC, I should say, and they did not even bother asking one time, what is your response to the allegation? Because they had to keep their alliance with the left. You get out of line, and they will make you pay, and they can't afford that. Because those are the only ones listening and watching their programming right now. Jake Tapper came close to breaking the line Sunday in the State of the Union program he has. He had Nancy Pelosi on there, did not discuss this issue, did not ask her again about it. She'd only been asked once before by MSNBC as a throwaway question at the end of an interview, which we played earlier in case you missed it. But Tapper did not ask one time about the Biden story. He also didn't ask about Nancy Pelosi delaying the extension of the Paycheck Protection Program for half a month. There was a 16-day delay from the time the Senate came up with that first payroll protection plan before Nancy would allow the House to vote on it. 16 days delayed. He did not ask that. What he did ask, when it came to coming up with the other project, the other billing, he did ask, did you and Chuck Schumer make, quote, a tactical mistake and agree too much to a compromise to the Republicans? Nancy's answer, just calm down. In other words, back off. Oh, I'm sorry I asked that question. Just calm down. No, they're not going to turn around and attack the hand that's feeding them right now. Listen, I thank you for listening to this program. I thank you for spreading the word about it. I love having this program. I'm excited every Monday to come in here and start up the new week And, of course, there's so much material, I'll never get through all of it. But at least I'm giving you a good balance of this stuff. I always make sure you have the other side as well. Like, I'm not accepting the fact that Tara Reid's remarks amount to a true indictment and evidence against Biden. No, they don't. But they are worthy of an inquiry and a question, at least from the mainstream media, if they truly want to be, quote, journalists, which they don't. And so we need to expose that over and over again. And we need to expose how they cover it up and ignore it if they can. I don't know if Biden did what she claimed. My belief is that he did, but that's nothing to indict him on or convict him on. But we can clearly, clearly label the mainstream media in a conspiracy to cover up, ignore, and deny because it involves Joe Biden. We'll be doing more on this throughout the week, I'll guarantee you. Back again tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.